welcome back. And whenever we have multiple disasters like these Muslim attacks in Turkey, the assassination, the 12 dead and 48 injured, I think it was up to 50 now, with the truck ramming into a Berlin Christmas market, I just want to provide a couple of solutions I know. Number one, we have prescient data, metadata, that's available on transactions, on phone calls, and on all these social media. So if we combined that data and had artificial intelligence software to analyze it, we would know precisely where anybody is who's buying or selling or supporting Muslim terrorists and what chatters on the blogosphere and on the internet and on phone, fax, email. And we would be able to coordinate the GPS coordinates to actually either send a Delta Force or even do remote targeting. We could remotely target with drones, with radionic technology, and with space-based satellite weapon systems. People may or may not know this, but we can target down to an individual building or even a part of a building using space-based weapons. But the idea of using drones or robot drones to kind of take care of these issues is a very important issue. So, for example, the shooter that was a member of the Turkish police, I guarantee you that there was metadata present that if the CIA and NSA actually wanted to mine that data, they know precisely who's going to go over the edge or what kind of conversations are going on in whatever language to determine who's going to be a shooter in an incident like that. It wouldn't happen without some degree of control and communication and financial transactions occurring. So in order to be able to stop terrorism, you're going to require some form of data omniscience in order to know exactly who's doing what, which is why the conquering of terrorism can also bring the negative side of a biometric world currency and basically a simulation of the real world in sim space so you can control things. So there's some concerns over that too, and we have to guard against the destruction of people's liberty. But on the other hand, we have to have zero tolerance for terrorism and also for corruption. Now, the Electoral College vote, only two pledged Republicans switched. Tim, welcome back.
I am here.
Yeah, we almost worried that we were caught shopping.
No. Actually, I was out having lunch with my pastor, and we lost track of the time. Oh, my God, you got to get me back. And we did. I'm running it. We both are sick. I mean, I'm on CPAC and prednisone or what do you call it, and bronchial spray. And
You're on a steroid spray. Yeah. I can give you some better advice than just being on steroids.
Well, I'm taking your Alamed.
Yeah, that's going to help. But for the inhalation, there's the main inflammatory molecule in the lung is the hydroproxy radical. That's what salt detox glutathione works good. And you can actually make an inhalation from that with a Sinopulse or an Omron using
this, really works for me. I got it yesterday. If I hadn't had it,
what works for you?
Hospital.
What's working for you?
Hey, it's a bronchial spray. I sprayed in my mouth.
Yeah, you're probably getting airway spasm from whatever it could be. You know, a virus
or
whatever.
Before we go on, my brother.
No, we're on now. We're on the air now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we are on the air.
Sorry.
So we'll catch it on the next break. So Tim, there's a lot of news items going on here, and I proposed a couple of ways of dealing with all this terrorism. But the solution to the terrorism problem, from what I can see, with my experience taking care of employees working on the Virtual World Project, which is at Schriever Air Force Base, the primary node of the matrix, if you want to call it, and companies like Lockheed Martin, Lucent Technologies, Storage Tech, and IBM Corporation, and understanding the fact that the metadata is available to these agencies and artificial intelligence systems listening and watching in every language, transactions, communication, social media, we could have metadata which tells precisely not only who's doing what, where they are, and even their GPS coordinates. We could use remote drones, remote radionic technology, or even Delta Force to go in and clean out the rat's nest. And we would know in advance, for example, this young man who shot 8 bullets in the back of the Russian ambassador, we'd probably know who he is and how he would get paid. And what his communications
were beforehand. Well, the Russians feel very strongly that it was a false flag by Western intelligence agency.
Right. But you see, all these things are speculation after the fact. The fact is the NSA, the No Such Agency, and the CIA and these other agencies, including every country on Earth, including Russia and China, are linked at the top. And there is a power that basically is controlling what I call the sim world, or the matrix. And that sim world is actually the ultimate power, which is data. Data is the ultimate power, not money, not bullets, not missiles. It's data. And the danger I see is the terrorism is going to move us to a point where we're going to have to use metadata to capture, to interdict, and to destroy with Delta Force, drones, you know, remote robots, God knows what we're abusing in the future, to literally stop pre-crime. And that's coming.
There's a new research out in, I believe it's in the United Kingdom, that is indicative of the fact that they can tell at an early age if you're apt to become a criminal based on how you act and how you answer various questions. They observe young kids, and a large 80% of the crime is committed by a very small group of people.
Yeah, well, you know, those questions are another part of what I call ultra vetting. My son Matthew went over all the literature on the last few weeks on his Friday First Hour show. And we talked about two major genes, which is the monoamine oxidase gene, it's a mitochondrial gene, and the packaging gene for serotonin. And these two genes, if you actually just take these two alone, you can pull out a huge chunk of the people that are going to become violent criminals. So if you actually just screen for these genes, you're going to find out. And then if you did these other screens, like these questionnaire screens or, you know, confrontation screens when they're younger, you'd probably find out that these people, like the movie Young Frankenstein, they have an abnormal brain.
Well, the goal, actually, this may have been in Australia. I'm trying to remember. I've been under the weather for a couple of days, so I'm not quite up to par, but the goal that they are working on with that data is to try to intervene in these kids' lives and, you know, turn them around, get them some therapy, and get them a better home life or something.
Yeah. Therapy is icing on the cake. If they have a bad home life, it's icing. You have to fix their brain chemistry, which means you have to interdict with nutraceuticals, even maybe gene therapy or technologies, maybe even targeted, we call viruses will insert specific genes to actually correct the imbalance in the brain tissue. We know that this is going to be possible now with the Cas9 CRISPR technology, so that we're going to identify the problem and we're going to actually fix the gene, plus we're going to give targeted nutraceuticals.
Yeah, and there's always a spiritual dimension. A friend of mine from my church is a psychiatrist, and we've talked about this. It you know, he says, where does the craziness, a brain disorder begin or stop, and where does a spiritual aspect of evil begin?
Oh yeah, you're going to find outliers.
And he deals with it every day. And it's difficult to know.
No,
but you deal with it, you do realize that there, in many cases, there is a very definite spiritual aspect. We were just talking, my pastor and I, about, I won't mention any names, an individual that our church has helped on and off for a couple of years. And the guy has some real problems. Mental problems, but his problems stem back to the fact that there were two different episodes of sexual abuse, first when he was 5 and then a few years later when he was still a young boy. A stepbrother abused him. And, you know, this guy's in his 20s, college graduate, and he's really messed up. And he's been sent several places, he's in a home right now to get him therapy, but if that doesn't work, really, you'll either end up on the streets and end up dead, probably.
Well,
or he will need to be institutionalized for a couple of years.
Improving cognitive awareness with therapy does very little if someone's brain chemistry screwed up.
Well, and he won't take medicine, see.
Well, most of the medicines out there are going to turn you into a zombie, so you're no longer going to do crimes because you're a zombie. You're no longer a real person anymore.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's years ago, the Althorazine or the new antipsychotics that we have now. And many a times the drugs that we give actually can dissociate or make a person less inhibited to display really bad behavior. For example, like serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So if you give it to vets, they come back really depressed, but they no longer are inhibited to not kill them family and themselves. Yeah. So they come back to say Camp Pendleton here, which is with an eye shot that I can look at my patio window. And they're very upset from PTSD and they're not getting help. And they get, quote, therapy, which is just talking about their condition, because talking about a screwed-up brain with seizure activity in the limbic system and the rage control nucleus doesn't make it go away. And, you know, I agree there's a spiritual component to this, too, but you've got to deal with everything on all levels, nutritional, biochemical, behavioral, relational, and spiritual, all those things. And if you deal with all
you
have...
Years ago, at one point, I thought about because it was one of the few things you could do, mostly distance learning, and there was a couple regionally accredited programs, doctor psychology. And the more I thought about it, I thought, hold it, I'm going to be dealing with nuts all day long. And it takes a very special type of person to deal with disorders like that. And I'm not that type of person. You know, I've tried to help people, and my church has tried to help people a few times, and sometimes, you know, you were batting about half.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult, and the problem often wasn't created overnight, and it's not going to be solved overnight. There's no magic wand, and it's very difficult. Anyway, let's get back to current events, if we can, before the break here. The Russians feel very strongly that this was directed... to cause trouble between Russia and Turkey.
Right.
And evidently, the Turkish government feels the same way.
Right, so obviously it had to be a planted sidearm against police force that did this at this photo shoot.
Well, you got to remember, you know, most of the Turks are Muslims, so you're dealing with some a very dysfunctional so-called religion with all kind of weird extremists. And... they know how to get to some of these people and manipulate them into doing, you know, literally something that will get them killed, and then they get their 72.
Was that shooter shot dead, or what happened to him? Because it looks suspicious.
Supposedly he was shot dead. You know, once you get into the assassination of an important person,
did they shoot the shooter, though? Was the shooter shot dead, or was he hauled aside to be interrogated?
Supposedly he was shot dead.
Right.
But, you know, he shot the guy in the back. I've seen the video. I mean, you know, he shot him 2 or 3 times in the back. And
it was 8 times, apparently.
Well, but I don't know that they all hit. Because
well, he was in point-blank range.
Wildly.
Point-blank range. I don't know if all of them hit, but he was in point-blank range, and then...
He went down, and, you know... but anyway, there's this big... natural gas pipeline that's running under runs through Turkey, and the Russians have built, and is designed to go into Europe, and there are several key players that don't want that to happen, and that may be the reason, and it could conceivably
is that the one that comes from Iran through Iran to Turkey.
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Because that was finished about 3 years ago, I think. It was actually around this time of the year, around 3 years ago, that was completed. It's a very heavy, big pipeline.
Yeah, and it will move many billions of dollars worth of natural gas to Europe, which needs the natural gas to heat.
And also, Turkey has no oil or gas. It's interesting. Turkey
actually uses a lot of it, too. But so, you know, and some say it's connected to Syria, but I think the Syrian thing is winding down, but it's, you know, I'm concerned what kind of evil they will do to put on the new President Trump's plate as he takes office in exactly a month. He takes office January 20th, and today is December 20th. And I now no longer believe that there's really even any chance of on the 6th of January sending it to the House and Senate, the joint session of Congress rejecting it. The attempt to get the electors failed so miserably. There were either four or five of Hillary's electors.
Six for Hillary and two for against
Trump. Oh, is it six? Now I know why they added one. And I, okay, yeah. Well, six. And then two that deserted Donald Trump.
Right.
So, you know, once again, a globalist plot fell right on its face. But there was a second aspect to that. It took attention away from Pizzagate. And the public's attention has been described like a bus. When something has to get off in the back for people to get in the front door.
Right.
There's only so much that people can focus on. And Pizzagate, I think, is extremely important because it looks at the really demonic nature of some of the people at the highest levels of government, not only in the United States, but elsewhere around the world. And that goes to who's pulling the strings. And that has to operate in the dark.
Right.
Because if the average white, or for that matter African or Asian or whatever, in a pan-European nation like America, Australia, New Zealand, or Canada, or a European nation, if the average Christian wakes up to the fact that many of the people in power are actual Satan worshipers and are involved in child molestations and it appears maybe even this Pizzagate were actually child murderers, sacrifices. That will enrage people. I mean, it will really wake up people.
Yeah, and, there's three things they're doing there, and I would review this the other day, but I'll just be brief. It says I want you to expand on it. The first thing is they do it to compromise people, which is typical by CIA. Second is to sear their conscience, like it says in the Bible, so they no longer have ethics. And the third is to have them demonically possessed. So they actually are being avatared by demonic entities. They're actually controlled by evil now. And a lot of people who don't believe in possession say, well, I believe in Jesus. Well, do you think he went across the Sea of Gennesaret and cast out the demons of the demoniac? Yes. Okay, so demonic possession is something, if you say you're a Christian, you've got to believe it's not just a psychiatric thing or a
Jesus
impression
spoke
thing.
Of casting out demons and cast out demons.
Right.
Multiple times in the Bible. So if you don't believe in that, you don't believe in the Bible.
Well, I'll give you a concrete example. I was speaking in Des Moines, Iowa. I spoke in 42 cities in Israel in 1999 for the Prophecy Club. And I had a big line of people after about a 5.5-hour talk, because I'm long-winded, as you know, at the church there in Des Moines and the stadium. And it was actually a stadium that we had. It was a big auditorium and really big. And one of the gentlemen came up, and he had spoken really high voice, and he had a big red lumberjack jacket. He must have been 6'5", 6'6". He was a big boy. And he was speaking, oh, thank you, Jesus, you saved me. And all of a sudden, he broke out in this really deep, triple deep voice, and it looked like multiple voices speaking all at the same time, and started saying the string of curse words that if you were a pipe fitter or an instrumentation worker and you just smacked your hand on a steel pipe and were cursing, these are words that no human being has ever heard before. So all of a sudden he's starting to spit and like snapping with his teeth. And so six men pinned him to the ground, thinking, this guy's dangerous, he's going to hurt somebody. And he's bucking and fighting and everything. And I'm off in the corner, because it's the end of the thing, and I've prayed with people, laying on hands, praying with them. And after about 15, 20 minutes, they're saying, Diego, get over here, help us, man. We don't know what to do. And I was saying a quick prayer. I said, God, I don't know what to do. And I got a feeling in my heart. I said, no, I don't either, God. And God says, yeah, I know. You don't have a clue, do you, Diego? So I get over there praying with him, and after about 5 minutes, I put my fingers in so I wouldn't get them bitten off. He said to me, tell him who he is in my kingdom and it'll leave.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions.
That story briefly. So this young man who's bucking around, and I worked in an emergency trauma unit, so when you get somebody that's like psychotic, they got PCP or bad dope, and they're biting, they can hurt you, you know.
I used to be a volunteer fireman, I know, believe me.
Right. Listen, in emergency department, I have been attacked by Magnum 357s. People pop the safety off, and it's under their pillow. Machetes, giant switchblades, not little buggers.
It can ruin your whole day.
It can ruin your day. It can fillet you like a fish. Anyway, so I have my fingers in because he's going to bite a finger off. And I'm praying and I'm saying, God, I don't know what to do. And I got clearly in my head, God said, I know, you don't have a clue, Diggle. He said, tell him who he is in my kingdom and it'll leave. Right? And as I said this, this thing, and this voice was almost like hearing multiple voices at the bottom of a deep tunnel. Blah, blah, blah. I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is scary. And I said, I know you, Dr. Deagle, you're an evil man. And God said, agree with him. But I'm covered by the blood of Yeshua Jesus, and I have the signet ring of the Most High. And it screamed, and you wouldn't believe the blood curdling screaming. Like, I'm telling you, maybe if your goosebumps would have goosebumps. I was like, holding on, thinking, God, I hope this is over soon and I don't lose a finger. So all of a sudden, there's a big flash of light, and this guy jumps up. And he's a big guy with a big red lumberjack jacket. He starts doing somersaults, you know, like cartwheels all over this giant, you know, stadium or whatever. And praising God, and he had this real high voice and was very angelic. I'm thinking, my gosh. So one of the drivers that drove me around says, Dr. Deagle, he had addressed you and said you're an evil man. I don't know if I should be listening to anything you say. I said, well, I guess Nicodemus and Jesus said very clearly, the only one who's righteous is the Father in the flesh, that's Yeshua Jesus. We can only be righteous in him if we hear Shema, hear and do his will. So, you know, when we're covered by the blood and we're hearing and doing God's will, we are attributed to be righteous. So God doesn't like us because we're really good or we're nice. He likes us because he loves us before we were formed in their mother's womb. And if we turn to him, he'll power wash off the evil, or even, as I've said, I have an analogy of a transplantation. If the only thing good on you is your left thumbnail, and everything God has to cut everything else off and transplant his own body to give you a full body, he'll do it. So in other words, he doesn't care if you're perfect except one little minor blemish on you and you're pretty good, but you have to have a little piece of paper that says saved by the blood. If you don't have that piece of paper, you don't have the permission slip for the spiritual surgery of Yeshua, who's going to make you new. And people need to know that there's sinners going up and sinners going down. And
yeah, you're completely right. When I talk to people about it, I kind of go the quantum physics route almost, and I say we are part of the whole universe. Actually, is God's living thought of creation.
Well,
and we know from physics that there really is no matter. We're all strings of energy.
Well, yeah.
There is a overriding vibrational frequency that comes from the Creator.
I'll make it even simpler. We collectively, that means all the believers, past, present, and future, are collectively the bride of God, which means we become children.
That's how Jesus described it.
Right, in fact, what's coming together during the tribulation is the evangelism. It says, and this gospel, the gospel of Yeshua Jesus, will be preached to the whole world, and then the end shall come, which means that the Philadelphia Christians are going to show up, the 144,000. They're going to be hearing and doing God's will and literally have it on their forehead and on their hand. What they think and what they do is only God's will. If it smells good, tastes good, but if it's not God's will, it's not good. And the problem is people don't get that. They don't realize the only source of good, no matter how smart you are, and I'm smarter than the average rock in a bucket, doesn't mean a damn thing. The smarter you are, the more evil you can perpetrate if you're not doing God's will.
Okay? That's right.
So it's really, really clear here that when we're looking at Podesta and what a high percentage of the politicians, there's three things they're doing there. Number one, they're compromising people because they have something on them. Number two, they're searing their conscience so they don't have one. And number three, they're making them demonically possessed by evil that controls and avatars their thoughts and their will and their mind now. So they're not their own.
The lesson of Pizzagate is there are a lot of these people, and they're at a high level.
It's very real. It's not imaginary, unfortunately.
No.
Yeah, it's very real.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So about the last call to the last mall. I'm not going to make any presumptions. I think there's a lot of Christians in America that voted with their hearts first and voted to ask God for a period of grace. Now, I'm not saying that Donald Trump is perfect by any means, but he's certainly a heck of a lot better than the probably blood-drinking, flesh-eating witch Hillary Clinton and her campaign manager John Podesta. And I'm sure that Pizzagate, even though we sort out the details of it and we sort out the misinformation from the real stuff, that some of the highest level politicians, not only in this country but around the world, are involved in direct pedophilia, Satanism, and the most vile things that you can imagine. Now,
and you know, here's the thing: when you look at pedophilia, and say keep it heterosexual for the example here, why would a man want to have sex with a little girl? There's no— she doesn't have a woman's body. There's no breast.
Let me fill you in some details.
I know what you're going to say.
You don't know what I'm going to say. I can tell you what you—
okay, go ahead.
And here's why. Because a large minority, at least, of the pedophilic cases are females that are showing excessive attachment to their children, both boys and girls. And when we see the male pedophilia, they're often the object of sexual abuse as a child, often with an abnormal relationship with their mother. Did you know that?
So
what you have to understand is that a great deal of homosexuality, and I saw this, you know, I heard a comment by a very well-spoken Christian many years ago. He said, you know, homosexuals can't reproduce, but they can abuse. And it often starts off with mother abuse of the children, and then sexual abuse later of other relatives of the child. But it's not just, we always think of a homosexual male attacking a young child, but in fact, in many cases, it's both sexes abusing children. Sometimes excessive attachment, excessive bad behavior. And these things basically are often multi-generational. In other words, if a mother does it to her child, let's say a little girl, and after the shower she slathers her up with oil and does all kinds of touching body parts that she shouldn't be touching, that little girl is not normal. She's going to think that, you know, mommy did something. They know that this was wrong, but they think that they have an abnormal attachment to their mother. And we see this with little boys, too, where they show a behavior that's sexual, even though they're, you know, prepubertal child, toward their mother because
maybe that's why some male homosexuals are so attached to their mother.
Right, because a lot of time, and when you actually look at these women and you follow them later in life, you find a large number of these women that have these excessive attachments to their children, they become lesbians.
Yeah.
So you can't just think of it as a male thing. And one of the things that's happening lately is they try to stigmatize normal heterosexual male activity, which is not pedophilia, as being a seat that's just a male on little boys or little girls or whatever. No, no, no. It's involving both sexes. And what people should start to grasp here, there's a spiritual component that's the main driver. Now, remember, the Democratic Party is focused on this. So is the United Nations. You know, the UN has 34 designations. And in the country of Canada, you may not believe this now, but they've actually tried to put out a thing there. If you don't refer to someone as Z, that Z-E, right?
Yeah.
You can be actually charged with a form of abuse with the Canadian government. And the university in Cambridge in Britain, the same thing. The professors can sanction you for not referring to male or female.
Well, you know what Donald Trump says? He says, I don't have time to be politically correct, and neither does
right,
America.
But this is what they're doing in Canada. The Canadians are way too passive. They put up with too much crap. I mean, I was raised in Canada, you know, and went to medical school there, and I came down to the States many, many years ago. And let me tell you, I'm an American. I am disgusted by Canadians putting up with this crap. And Justin Trudeau is another maniac. He's like in the same cloth as Obama.
Well, your great uncle was his daddy's deputy prime minister.
I understand. I know what's going on.
You have the inner sanctum,
the inner guts. And see, Canada is a test country. You know, it's like tested different things. Like in India, they test going totally cash, killing cash. Each nation, they often will set up a test nation. Say, hey, let's completely biometric the entire 1.2 billion Indians, and they did before anybody else. Canada is doing social programming. If you go, I was up there in 2000. Yeah, I went up there in 2000 and spoke at its New Day Ministry because we helped to support financially the building of their new studios there. It's one of the largest studios in Canada, which they loaned out to movie producers and so on in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And Betty and Willard Teason were at the time the head of the church, of that ministry, and he was a Brant Rockin' engineer. And we knew Betty and Willard for years. And what happened is I was up there speaking, and he said, now, Dr. Bill, we know you got a big mouth, which I do, and you don't have any restraint. You're going to say what you have to say. But if you do, you have an RCMP officer walk through that door of the studio and arrest you if you criticize Muslims or lesbians or make other statements about abortion that they don't like.
Maybe I better stay in Canada.
Right. So I'm going to tell you, you know, when Oprah Winfrey and all those other people want to leave and go to Canada, please take them and don't let them back across the border. Please, please take them. I have a number of Canadian listeners, by the way, that contact me if they said, if Trump gets in, I'm applying for American citizenship. I have one friend up in Edmonton. He's probably listening and thinking, and he's ready. And this guy's well off, you know. And he's saying, I can't take any more. what I call ultra-left craziness.
You know, I try not to comment on Canadian thing because
I
all
do.
These titles I claim.
I have no restraint.
You know what? I'm sorry. They go so far over the edge sometimes. I can't follow my own rules.
Their ultimate idea is...
They're so far out.
Yep.
It's nutty.
Ultimate idea is to destroy the family. If they didn't have immigration in Canada, they were aborting so many babies that... And I told you the story about how my little daughter was born 23 and a half years ago. She's going to be 24 this March. And the geneticist called me so many times early in the morning, late in the evening. I eventually had to kind of do what I call a mafioso. I had to say, you know what? If you call me one more time, early in the morning, late at night, harass me and say that I'm delusional, that I'm not going to abort this little baby girl, you won't need to call anybody because you'll never be able to call anybody because where you're going is going to be a place called dead. And you're going to stop this harassing. Guess what? He never called me again. Isn't that surprising?
Well,
and nobody even decided, we'll bring a complaint
against
you. The
Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, goes to these gay pride marches and marches with these people who are walking around in women's underwear and I'm not going to repeat on the air. And sometimes there's kids there, too, by the way.
Yeah, but a lot of Canadians are pretty conservative. They just, the things are too passive. Americans aren't passive. Let me tell you, if they were successful at stealing the election with the electors, Hollywood would be burned down. All these politicians that are Democrats, we'd round them up and put them into prison. And some of the leaders, if they've been doing pedophilia and killing children, they're going to get executed. We just put them through a quick trial, and we're going to say, we're going to be secretaries for Jesus. We're going to make sure that you get to see him before you see the devil.
Well, the thing is, you just can't make this stuff up.
No.
Here's another one. I'm looking on the screen here because I haven't updated my blog today, but Americans aren't buying the claim that Russia hacked the election. Thank goodness people in America are finally waking up to this Illuminati globalist constant lying. You know, we're in a recovery from a recession. Things are wonderful. We've got less than 5% unemployment. Yeah, 105 million people out of work. Russia hacked the election. Yeah, they stole the election. Otherwise, Hillary would have had a landslide. Right. Nobody went to Hillary's rallies, and Trump had two or three a day with 10,000 people.
Yeah, and then she had like 200 or 300. She couldn't fill a gymnasium, and he could fill several stadia.
Even one time, Bill Clinton, former president, had 45 people at a rally, and her vice president running mate, Tim Kaine, he had like, 30 at one rally, and they canceled the next day. I mean,
no, and now, I've done a little adjustment to his name now. I like to do things like
that. Yeah, I know.
His name is actually Tim Kaine, because in that last debate he had with Pence, the man must have done lines before he had his debate.
I've never understood how people get into that crap, but we exposed, by the way, Hillary with the one of the former mistresses, the former Miss Arkansas, former mistress of Bill Clinton, and we had her on your show, Sally Miller, and she said that not only was Bill a cocaine addict, which had been public knowledge for some time, but that Hillary was. We exposed all this. Mainstream media, not a hit. You know?
Well, her Parkinson's disease is another epiphenomena from burning out her rectum of her midbrain or secondary motor neuron.
You just can't do that stuff. Why do you think Bill's nose is often red and he's had all kind of nose?
He's probably had a septoplasty because he blew a hole in his nose. According to Sally, he had to go in because he's having erosions in his septum caused by the frequent use of cocaine. You know, and then this fool comes out and he's lying to us and he's saying, you know, it was the Russians that hacked. It was Comey. It was this, it was that. If anything, Comey said, "Hey, no, I have nothing to do to prosecute her." It's like, Comey, what's wrong with you, man? Are you schizophrenic or is it just like I'll give you a joke.
Live. He's scared to death.
I'll tell you something funny. There was a book out there by Stronger Together by Hillary Clinton, and they ended up on Amazon. And one person wrote, that they read the book and it was so horrible, it was like da 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 da. He said, but I'm going to give it 5 stars anyway. And they said, because I want to live. And Amazon put it up because they were pulling them down, all these negative comments. After the book was up there, they had, like, within a matter of weeks, they had thousands and thousands of negative comments. Some of them were so gross, it's like, and then they pulled them all, and then people protested, so they put back up some of them, and some of them were so funny, it's like, you've got to be kidding. Stronger Together, I mean, ooh, you know?
Well, there is a pattern that has emerged from these globalist lackeys. Going back to the Sandy Hook false flag and a number of things.
Right.
They are so disconnected from the overwhelming majority of the human race and the overwhelming majority, if we're talking about Americans and politicians in this country, of the average American, that they come up with these schemes, but they're in a different world, you know. And what makes sense, I mean, they took a school that had been shut down for 2.5 years because of asbestos. And they created and bought off all kind of people, had everybody in place, that there were, and they created this fake kindergarten slaughter a week and a half before Christmas. Nobody was killed. It was all made up.
Right.
But it was designed to get everybody behind taking your guns away.
It sells a lot of people even in the alternative.
It's the opposite.
A lot of people in the alternative media still are doubtful. I mean, I heard a report here just from the last week or so. Someone who was a very reliable person came up and got this information through to Alex Jones that somebody really did die at Sandy Hook. I'm thinking there was no heat on in the building. It didn't have the proper signage outside for, you know, for disabled parking. You know, there were no flying in ambulances. They wrote off all the debts. All of those, there's 7 times more money than they rebuild the school, like $49 million given to the school authority. I mean, it goes on and on. They even had the PDF of the FEMA drill sheet there. I mean, this is pretty bad that they were that elaborate. But remember now, 9/11 was an inside job. For 6 months or so, the Israeli security company was inside the World Trade Center towers putting in nukes and high explosives to dissolve the building. Okay, and it was the last day of work that Marvin Bush, George Bush's brother, was actually the security officer for the World Trade Center complex. And two and a half, three weeks before, Silverstein takes out double insurance for supposedly if it got hit by 2 aircraft, not one. And so he got double insurance, and for 140 some million, he got $5.2, I think, billion dollars. So the money that paid for the Aria complex in Las Vegas is Blackstone money from. Yeah. Double insurance of World Trade Center Tower that was hit by terrorists that dissolved the buildings and turned to an atomic vapor. When jet fuel, GPA jet fuel, you can put it on your hand and burn it, and even
it's
in a
kerosene.
Jet nozzle, it's $1,600 degrees.
Finally refined kerosene. That's
half the temperature necessary to dissolve steel.
Exactly.
But
you had to
turn steel, which is paramagnetic. The only thing that can do that is a nuclear explosion that hits all paramagnetic material, including people.
Well,
but
again,
it won't vaporize paper.
Even if you know nothing about the science, and you have an eighth grade education, there's one thing that should blaringly stand out. How did 210 story buildings and a 47 story building collapse into a rubble pile that was only maybe three or four stories?
And by the way, free fall, so they had to be turned into a vapor.
Oh, well, yeah.
There was not even resistance. So
But where did it go? Well. It vaporized, but
40% of it
why wasn't that rubble pile 40 stories high?
Well, because 40 to 60% of the building was turned to an atomic vapor. It was instantly vaporized, including the radio tower on the top. So anyway,
there's a video that shows it that shows that tower literally dissolving in a sense.
Right. The other big story that I want you to open up on is it shows Angela Merkel with blood on her hands. Undressed.
Well, that's a Photoshop photo, but
yeah, I know.
She most certainly has blood on her hands.
Right.
And in the case of Angela Merkel and the people around her, I'm sorry, nobody is that damn dumb because you couldn't literally chew and walk, chew gum and walk at the same time. She knows what she's doing to Germany and to Europe. Letting in a couple million mostly military-aged Muslim men. Gee, what a shocker. You mean they actually might rape women and kill people? In Germany, there's been a couple hundred cases where Christian statues have been decapitated and vandalized. These people have no business in an advanced Christian civilization. They need to get out,
Yeah, but when you're being attacked from the inside by your own politicians like Merkel, she should know better and not do something evil.
She does know better. She's a traitor.
Right.
She's a globalist.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Another story just popped out here on Drudges. A Russian diplomat has been found dead from gunshot wounds at his home, it is reported. And as Petra Polshikov, 56, was discovered from a bullet injury to his head at his flat in Moscow's Balakansky Prospect, according to the local media. So that's the timing is kind of strange. You wonder, you know, why is this guy...
Yeah, the articles on that aren't giving us any... detail yet. Now, in the Berlin bus, or not bus, but truck attack, this is very similar to what we saw in Nice, France.
Yeah.
And, you know, those trucks weigh several tons. Most of the European trucks, unlike American semis, the sides are a heavy tarp material, heavy plastic. Ours are, by law, most of them are required to be metal. Let me turn something off that just popped up. Okay, yeah. But anyway, they're still, they weigh several tons, and they get a head of steam up and drive into a group of people. They killed, a dozen and injured 45.
This is
Merkel's fault. Merkel and her cohorts in the government that have allowed these idiots to come. And by the way, they've released the guy that was the suspect. They don't have evidence, and they think it was somebody else. I don't. Who knows? The German government has covered up so much stuff.
Here's the consequences over the next few years. Number one, in terms of the four poles of Europe. The Turkish pole has been very important since the 1960s with Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Most people don't realize there were some missiles left in Cuba for 30 years after the Cuban Missile Crisis, and we had missiles in Turkey aimed at the Soviet Union. We also had listening devices, including satellite things. We've had an arrangement with
Turkey. Yeah, a friend of my father's, his son was the CIA operative in Turkey.
Right.
I knew about that years ago, you know.
Right. So that's the first thing. The second thing we have to understand is that Turkey is starting to make deals with Iran and Russia. And, in fact, this assassination was probably to try to screw that up. So I would put it more likely that the CIA and security police for Europe were involved in making sure that this guy did his Allahu Akbar thing and shot the Russian. So because they want to make sure that this relationship, which had fallen apart because the Turks shot down a Russian jet, It's only recently repaired, so this is, according to Putin, just another false flag to make certain that the relationship with Turkey didn't work out. And because NATO has freaked out the idea that maybe they might close the insulate air base in Turkey to America and in Europe, that Turks may kind of go rogue and go toward Iran and Russia, which is likely going to happen, actually. And it also means that
with Trump coming in, there's speculation we may even end up with a military alliance with Russia. Russia's not our natural enemy. Now,
right.
China reminds me of Japan in the 1930s.
Yeah, China's a little dangerous. They're big for the britches.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But Russia, remember, Russia saved us in the Civil War.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
We hope you're feeling better, Tim. Let's talk after
you.
The show. And we're planning on doing an update with Jim Fetzer. Updates on Ping Pong Pizza, Pizzagate, the latest attempt by the Democrats in Hollywood and these maniacs to throw the electorates. President Trump's on the way, and the Titan team is coming.
Yep.
The Super Bowl of all presidential things has been won by the Trump and Pence.
Yeah, right.
Trump
thanks
of God.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.